Best Banjo Player 2021, Top Full Review, Guide. Banjo is said to have a unique design in the musical world. It features a bluegrass sound and is associated with American folk songs. During banjo's development, many artists took musical instruments to the next level, creating outstanding musical productions. Banjo-playing legends existed at the same time. Whether you are a professional player or just starting with banjo before you start, you should choose an idol for a learning spirit. Please take a look at the list of Best Banjo Player 2021 with Fiddler to see how many of them you know. Best Banjo Player in the World. 1. Tony Trischka, 1949. Even though Earl Scruggs is a pioneer of traditional bluegrass songs, Tony Trischka is a world-renowned performer and songwriter known as the father of contemporary bluegrass. As among the best banjo players of all time and celebrities, he has received Grammy nominations in addition to many IBMA awards. He left his debut on the bluegrass scene back in 1971, and he's been part of several records and collaborated with numerous artists because Trischka even produced Rare Bird Alert, a Grammy-nominated journal by banjoist and actor Steve Martin. If you are attempting to find out the banjo, it is well worth noting that he currently teaches through Artist Works. Follow the link below to determine how you can access Tony Trischka's classes and receive personalized feedback from the guy himself. 2. Earl Scruggs, 1924-2012. Earl Scruggs is possibly among the banjo players famous. Scruggs is an American musician and banjo player who has been a leader of the bluegrass genre, and he's renowned for playing several famous bluegrass bands. Most importantly, these include Flat and Scruggs, the Foggy Mountain Boys, and Bill Monroe's bluegrass band. Earl Scruggs single-handedly popularized a distinctive three-finger manner of banjo picking that's currently called Scruggs-style banjo. His style has been instead a departure from conventional banjo playing. This distinctive three-finger style was emulated by several musicians because it remains part of their unique bluegrass sound now. Earl Scruggs was actually the greatest banjo player of all time, and his existence in the genre runs reasonably deep, even these days. 3. Bill Keith, 1939-2015. Bill Keith is among the top banjo players, also such as Earl Scruggs. He's created a design of his own that many have attempted to emulate because a great while afterward, Scruggs revolutionized banjo playing. Keith developed his stylistic version of this design from the 1960s. It has since been known as Keith-style banjo or the melodic style. He had a very long and exciting career and played with lots of bluegrass music greats, including musicians like Tony Trischka, David Grisman, and Clarence White. 4. Noam Pikelny, 1981. Noam Pikelny is an American banjo player called a leading member of bands like Leftover Salmon, the John Cowan Band, and Punch Brothers. When he was just 8, Noam Pikelny has gone to build a significant reputation for himself. He's among the very great banjo players and musicians of modern times and was named Banjo Player of the Year from the International Bluegrass Association in 2014 and 2017. Much like Tony Trischka, Noam Pikelny can also be featured on the platform. Make sure you click here if you are interested in obtaining his video courses and receiving personalized comments from Noam Pikelny while studying the banjo. 5. Bela Fleck, 1958. Bela Fleck is among the best banjo players in the world that have reimagined its audio and moved to new heights using this tool. He's won 15 Grammy Awards and has gained much praise for his technical prowess and banjo proficiency. Known best as the pioneer of Bela Fleck and the Flecktones and for playing Newgrass Revival, he has built a name for himself as an elite banjoist. He goes past the origins of this tool to research modern jazz sounds, and his music is extremely popular with lovers of contemporary jazz fusion. Even though he can do an excellent job with familiar bluegrass, he provides many banjo listeners a new pathway to listening to the tool in much different jazz and modern settings. Read more. Best Bassists of All Time 2021, Top Full Review, Guide. Best Jazz Bassists 2021, Top Full Review, Guide. Best Metal Drummers 2021, Top Full Review, Guide. Best Rock Drummers 2021, Top Full Review, Guide, 6. Wade Ward, 1892-1971. Ward was a significant figure in the sphere of old-time music, and particularly the banjo. His gifts to the clawhammer style of enjoying with the five-string banjo have helped shape how many, if not all, old-time banjo players perform now. Ward lived as a man in Independence, Virginia, his whole lifetime, and never became a professional performer, even though he did compete and perform regularly in the world-renowned Galax Old Fiddlers Convention and went with various rings. Most noteworthy was that the named Ballard Creek Bogtrotters, together with his brother, neighbor, nephew along with their family physician, before you ask, it was not a duo, in addition to recording several solo records that he was also listed widely by Alan Lomax for the Library of Congress from the American Folklife Center. 7. Pete Seeger, 1919-2014. In case Seeger did nothing else, his 1948 educational book, The Way to Perform the Five-String Banjo, would justify his position on this top 10. Incredibly, a number of prominent players cite this publication as their newcomer's Bible. Additionally, it is worth noting that many of the specialized conditions, nevertheless very much in use by several fretted instrumentalists, such as hammer and pull-off, have been coined by Seeger within this book. By today's standards, he had been somewhat idiosyncratic as a banjo player, drawing on old-time clawhammer or frailing technique, partially on Scruggs-esque three-finger choosing along with the remainder being composed by himself, mainly by folky guitar strategy and his requirement to follow his own sexually driven protest tunes. It had been with the Weavers which Seeger first achieved public acclaim. Still, before this, during the build-up to America entering WW2, he was also a part of the Young Communist League and the Almanac Singers, along with the great Woody Guthrie. As if all this wasn't sufficient, Seeger also made his very own style of banjo that finally went to production and is still available today, called the Seeger Long Neck Banjo. He is probably the very greatest banjo player ever. Listened at the Weavers at Carnegie Hall, 1955, Song and Play Time, 1960, If I Had a Hammer, 1998. 8. Don Reno, 1927-1984. Reno was just another of the primary movers and shakers from the banjo's initiation to bluegrass music. Chronologically and geographically, both Scruggs and Reno were contemporaries probably influenced by comparable musicians and music, and finally attempting to reach a similar purpose. Still, the results were quite distinct. Reno's most crucial contribution to bluegrass banjo was what's become known as single-string playing, but this was only called Reno style for several years. The concept is that you use your thumb and index finger to pick passages and pops as though they were both the up and down strokes of a plectrum. While Reno's audio was more of an acquired taste, as a result of the audacity of his approach, particularly in contrast to Scruggs, Bella Fleck, and afterward much article Fleck players have since obtained Reno's lead, refining it and making it a considerable portion of contemporary banjo playing. Additionally, it is worth noting that Reno, together with Arthur Smith, was half of their first dueling banjos duo, initially called Feudin' Banjos. After the movie Deliverance premiered, the song became the topic of a lengthy court battle. Listen to, On Phase, 1958, Feudin' Again, 1979, Fastest Five Strings Alive, 1976. 9. Barney McKenna, 1939-2012. At the start of the 1960s, McKenna, together with his group the Dubliners, introduced the banjo to traditional Irish songs. Initially, that was met with mixed feelings from lovers and the music institution, but now the tenor banjo has become one of the most well-known tools in this genre. Apparently, given the decision, McKenna will have, at least initially, much preferred to have played the mandolin. The absence of a suitable instrument round the McKenna house, along with the timely existence of an artificial banjo, is reputed to be mainly responsible for this famous pairing. There were probably lots of jobless banjos, and you can only presume banjo players, kicking around Ireland at the moment because of the tool's relatively short-lived popularity at the turn of this century. McKenna played with a 19-fret, 4-series, tenor banjo, tuned one octave below the fiddle, G-D-A-E. Listen to The Dubliners, A Dip of the Tough Materials, 1967, The Dubliners, More of the Tough Materials, 1967, The Dubliners 25 Years Celebration, 1987. Read more, Best Metal Guitarists 2021, Top Full Review, Guide. Best Blues Guitarists of All Time 2021, Top Full Review, Guide. Best Rhythm Guitarists 2021, Top Full Review, Guide. Closing Ideas. If you love the sound of the banjo or whether you are attempting to find out the tool yourself, then you have to begin listening to a few of these banjo players listed above. The folks on the list over are some of the greatest banjo players of all time. You are sure to be astounded by everything you hear. Ready to begin studying an instrument? Please make sure to research our website now to discover more useful advice together with instrument guides and reviews.